Blog Talk Radio.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth! You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Life coaching, and this is Truthful Tuesdays, where I promise to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Hey, we've been having a great time these past couple of weeks talking about relationships, and tonight makes it is no different. We're still talking about relationships. Specifically, though, we're talking about how to heal that heart from a broken heart, how to heal it from a broken relationship, how to restore your soul, how things are happening in your life, and you need to get them fixed. You can't get over somebody. You can't get over something, and you just really, really need some help. Well, I'm going to help you tonight. I'm going to try to share some things with you that will bless you, that will help you, that will strengthen you, and make things all better for you. So before we get started, I do want to remind you, or let you know, first of all, that, hey, I'm not opening the chat room tonight. I decided I'm not going to do the chat room tonight. I've been multitasking every week. So if you're in the chat room, go ahead and call in. Number 516-387-1748. I said again, for those who are in the chat room, I want to ask you guys to call in. I'm not going to do the chat room tonight. 516-387-1748. All right. And for the rest of you, thank you for joining us tonight. I appreciate you being on. Again, like I said, every week, I promise to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Now, if you would like to share tonight, because I got a question I'll put out here in a few moments. If you want to share tonight, or I hit something that you might have a question about concerning grief, concerning heartache, concerning you had a bad breakup and you're having some difficulties, you know, anything related to that, I would love to hear from you. Only thing you got to do is press 1 on your keyboard or keypad on your phone. Then I will acknowledge you, bring you on. And then once we finish talking, I will press 1 again, and it'll take you back into listening mode. It's important that you do that. And I want to say this in the front ahead of time, please. I'm branding my new Facebook page, which is Zeke Bolden 2. Zeke Bolden, the capital I, 2. That's my name. And I would love for you to go and check out my Facebook, like my Facebook. Find me on Twitter. If you have a Periscope, find me on Periscope. I'm going to be Periscoping and talking live with my audience tonight as well. And I also have a YouTube channel. And my website, ZekeBolden.com. I am just excited about what God is doing and how God is blessing me in this particular phase of my life, of life coaching and ministering to those who need help. All right, so let's go ahead and get started and move forward. All right, a traumatizing event like infidelity can leave your heart broken and your soul scarred for life if no healing and restoration takes place. There are so many things you have to continue to work out and work on to gain that healing and restoration that's needed for you to begin again. And that's what we want to talk about tonight. In relationships, soul ties cause the most damage. And we've talked about soul ties in previous episodes. And the problem is, even though it's one of the most detrimental part of a relationship that's left over, it gets the least attention because people don't talk about it as often. But I'm going to bring it to the forefront, continue to do that if it will bless somebody and help them gain some peace and serenity in their life to carry on to the next relationship. Most people are unaware of the damage that is done to their souls, and it often goes overlooked. So join me tonight in exploring, or this evening rather, in exploring methods of healing and restoration for your mind, your heart, and your soul. Recovery from a heartbreak is much like processing grief or the process that grief goes through. And here are the stages. First, you go through denial. A denial to a point where you say, you know, this can't be the end of our relationship. Why did he do that to me? Or why did she do that to me? No, I know she's going to call me. He's going to call me and apologize. And you're in that denial state when your heart is broken. That's the first stage that you go through. The second stage you go through is anger. First stage is denial. Second thing is anger. I hate him for what he did, or I hate her for what he did. And what's even more damaging is when you hate yourself because you're going through that anger stage, okay? The third stage is bargaining. You start questioning your own self. You start looking at yourself and you start trying to say things like, maybe if I had behaved differently, it would have worked out. Or maybe if I would have, specifically ladies go through this particular stage, you'll date somebody for a couple months and you say to yourself, hey, I don't want to mess this relationship up, so I'm not going to have sex, you know, until we really, really get serious. And before you know it, your heart has got wrapped into it. You didn't have sex yet, but you find out he cheated with somebody else and he leads you to go to somebody else. Then after you go through denial, after you go through anger, then you start bargaining with yourself. Maybe if I would have gave it to him, things would have been differently. Maybe if I would have let him did this or let him did that. No, trust me. These are normal stages that we go through, and that doesn't necessarily mean that he would have stayed or she would have stayed had you done what you think you should have done that was wrong according to your standards and morals, okay? The fourth stage that we go through is depression. Oh, man, I never want to love again. I feel I'm hurt so bad. I'm tired of men. I'm tired of women. And to be very honest with you, ladies, you go through this stage right here a lot. However, men go through it about the same, if not more. I don't know why the makeup of a man, I guess the way we were taught and trained and bred that we're strong, that we are men and we shouldn't get hurt and things shouldn't, someone, you know, our ego is so big and we're so prideful that when we do get hurt or when we find out somebody's cheated on us, man, it hurts so bad that we say things like, I ain't gonna never love nobody like that anymore. Or, you know what, I'm not going to give my heart to anybody anymore. And we found ourselves, men, just dogging out women because somebody else hurt us. You know, I got to be honest with you, for my men and for my ladies who are in relationships, it'll be great if you get call some men, text some people, or make sure you forward the link after this show is over to some men, because I'm going to be talking to my brothers tonight because we need healing. The reason why we've acquired this name of being a dog is because that's how we get revenge. That's how we make amends, is that we don't simply deal with the person that we were with and get help for it and move on. No, man, we take that anger out on almost, you know, at least the next 10 encounters with a female. We hit and miss, or we hit it and quit it as our way of punishing the person who hurt us. And that's not fair to the women that you do that to. It's not fair, okay? All right, so the last stage of grief that we go through is acceptance. And that is, we say, well, it is what it is, and now it's over. And we kind of move on. I got to be honest with you. Some of these stages, you might go through them in different orders. You know, again, the stages of grief is denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. And it's a possibility that you could be going through those stages at different times, okay? All right, I want to, again, since we got some more callers that just came on, I want to remind you that if you want to share or ask a question concerning our topic tonight, you are free to do so. Just press 1 on your telephone keypad. It will indicate to me that you like to share something, and I would open your mic and unmute it. And then once we're done, press 1. Again, it'll take that indication off, and I'll remute your mic, okay? It's important that you do that. All right. During the years that I've pastored, I've counseled, and I've coached hundreds of people through depression, through heartbreak, through bad toxic relationships, and here are some of the things that I've found that has helped heal their souls and got them back to the right place, all right? And before I go over these fixes, I want to share this first question and see if anybody want to chime in on it. Have you ever had a bad breakup and now that, you know, even though you might have moved on, you still have difficulties getting over the pain and the heartache that it cost you? Or you know, you might be single now because you're still trying to recover, or, you know, and you know you've been through something bad and the effect that it left on you. If you want to talk about it tonight, you're free to do that. I promise you I won't call your name unless you call it yourself. I will acknowledge you by your telephone number, the last four of your telephone number. But anything at all about that you'd like to share, I would love to hear from you. That question again is, have you ever had a bad relationship or a toxic breakup, you know, and you've had difficulties getting over that person or that relationship, or felt like you really poured a lot into it and you've carried some of that over with you to other relationships, or you think maybe, okay, I'll never do this again, or I'll never do that again, and you feel yourself not being able to maximize in this new relationship because you were so hurt by the last relationship. Okay, if you like to chime in on that, I would love to hear from you and love to talk with you. All right, here are the fixes. How do you fix that heart? How do you fix that soul? The very first thing you got to know is that your love and feelings were real. They were absolutely real. They were not fake. Regardless of what people talk about, your feelings of love and affection were real. Just because it didn't last doesn't mean that it wasn't real or true. So don't let anybody tell you that you're crazy, you're foolish, you're delusional. I don't know what you were thinking about. It's important that you understand that your feelings and your love was real in that relationship. When you settle that in your mind, regardless of what the other person tells you, because people have a tendency to brainwash you and make you think, hey, we, you know, it wasn't even real. We were just dating. No, we weren't just dating. Not when I've given you all of me and you've given me, I thought, all of you, and we've crossed that line. We doing what married people do. And you're telling me it really wasn't, it wasn't like that? It was like that. So, and it's okay that you recognize that. It's okay that you recognize that. It helps you in the healing process, okay? All right, number two, understand that love is always a gift to somebody. Love is always a gift. When you love somebody, you give them a gift, even though it might seem painful through a breakup, you know, the gift that you gave, it comes with great wisdom and understanding once it's over. And you got to be careful about that gift. Everybody deserves it, but not everybody can handle it. Oh man, let me say that again. Everybody deserves love, and they deserve to be loved. But not everybody can handle love. There are people that are broken that you connect in with. And I got to be honest with you. It's very hard to see a broken soul from the outside. Boy, I hope you got that. That is heavy right there. It is hard to see a broken soul from the outside. You know, we see people and they look, you know, if you don't mind me saying this, she looks like a woman. She's shaped like a woman. She's fine, she's smart, she has a job, so she should be a strong, independent woman, not even understanding that she's broken on the inside. You can't see that. And ladies, you guys make that mistake so much. You say he looks like a man, he talks like a man, I saw him at this club, or I saw him at this restaurant, or I met him here, and he, you know, he sounds like a man. But the truth of the matter is, in every man, there's a little boy crying out for his mom, and we as men can hide that brokenness better than anything. We like, you know, chameleons in that particular area. But I'm trying to tell you, most men that you will come in contact with, if they are not married already and got healing for their souls, more than likely, a lot of them are broken. And in order for you guys to have a successful relationship, you're going to help mend each other and give each other the gift of love. All right? That's important. Number three, consider that all things happen for a reason, and people come into your lives for a reason. All things happen for a reason, and people come into your lives for a reason. I heard one person preach about things happen for a reason and people come into your lives for a season. That, however way you want to look at it, I know that, Eckhart Tolle says, life will give you whatever experience is most helpful for the evolution of your consciousness. Boy, isn't that awesome? Let me say that again. Life will give you whatever experience is most helpful for the evolution of your consciousness. So in street terms, somebody said this, and I don't know who said it, but I love it. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. It makes you wiser. It makes you more profound, if you will, more astute to your surroundings and to what happening, and you can see things and forecast things in relationship because you've been there, done that, and you got the t-shirt, you got the experience, and you know now. So it's important that what doesn't kill you make you stronger. That person was in your life to show you you. To take you to the next level, to that relationship went toxic. What did you learn from it? And that's the key. You got to always be learning. If you don't learn anything out of that toxic relationship, then man, you tend to repeat the same thing over again. Think about it for a second. You keep breaking your heart, or your heart keeps getting broke in your last couple of relationships. Who's at fault? Them or you? Well, I don't know, but you might want to look deep inside and see, hey, maybe I'm making some mistakes here. Maybe I need some, somebody to take a look at what I'm doing and evaluate what I'm doing. Or you can evaluate yourself. It's important that you do that. All right. For the sake of time, I'm going to continue on. I'm going to throw that question. Looks like we got some more people that have come on the line. So let me throw that question out there again. The question is, have you ever had a bad relationship or was in a bad breakup? And you had difficulties getting over it, or you're in a place right now where you're having difficulties getting over it or getting over them or whatever happened, and you want to talk about it, or you want to ask a question about it as we continue to talk about this. And so I really, really appreciate you guys getting on. Man, it's filling up, and that's awesome. I hope everybody's able to get on, because sometimes it gets limited in the number of people that can get on, okay? All right, number four. You got to stay in the present. Don't contemplate about the past or second guess your actions. Don't do that. And don't even worry about your future. I was talking to one woman, and she had a bad breakup, and the woman was beautiful. She was charming, and she felt like, who's going to love me now? No one's going to love me anymore. And she had a kid, too, by the way. And she's, who's going to want a woman who has kids already? And I'm like, what are you saying? Don't let him do that to you. Do not allow that to happen to you. No, you are better than that. Hey, he wasn't your world. The problem is you made him your world. And you can't do that. You were dating him. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. When you're dating, that's what it is, dating. It is not a marriage. They're subject to walk away from you at any given point. You don't know what they're doing when you're not with them. And so be careful that how much you give, and be careful what happens, because the moment you make them your world is when you miss who you are, and before you know it, you're living in a place of illusion and delusion. It's important that you understand that. So stay in the present as you get over this relationship. Don't look back in the past. Only thing you're looking back in the past for is to learn what the mistakes you might have made, and learn from your past. Don't dwell in it. Don't park there and go over stuff. Man, if I would have did this, if I would have did that, da 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 da. No, don't do that. Don't beat yourself up like that. Will he find somebody else? Ask questions like that. Is she? And we start stalking people on Facebook and social media. We start trying to find out who they're dating now, and have our friends check their Facebook for them and make a phone call. That only thing that's gonna do is stress you out, mess you up, and cause you to cry more, and your heart is hurt more, your soul is hurt more. So don't do that. Stay in the present, right where you are. Understand that the brighter future is ahead of you, and keep rolling. All right. Number five, you gotta release your feelings of anger, hatred, and thoughts of revenge. Now, here's where we get into the meat of this thing. If you really, really want the healing and restoration from a broken heart. And let me go on record as saying that broken heart, your heart really cannot break. It is your soul that is scarred, okay? Your soul is where your emotions and your thoughts are stored. That's where love generates from. That's where the connection and your feelings connect in from is your soul. And so that anger that you have, that hatred that you have, that revenge that you have, it is all emanating from your soul. And what you have to do is that you have to release that person, release that anger, release that hatred, and release those thoughts of revenge. And I'll tell you, I've talked to women in the past, and I guarantee you some women on this call right now will agree to this, that after they went through a bad relationship, find out that their significant other was cheating on them, they cheated just to get revenge. Don't know, and they'll tell you, I don't know why I did it. Well, I did it because I wanted to make you hurt just as bad as I was hurting. And you just hurt yourself even more. So don't do that. You can't do that, okay? Now, how do you release that anger? How do you release that hatred? How do you release those thoughts of revenge? First of all, you got to make yourself accountable to somebody who's willing to help you, somebody who's willing to give you great advice and solace in this particular time, not somebody who's going to give you revenging advice. Oh, girl, we're going to get him. Oh, you tell your brother going to go beat him up. No. That don't work. Okay? That don't work. You don't connect with somebody who tells you, girl, don't cry over him. Man, why are you depressed like that? Man, she won't work all that. No, you don't want to connect with those people like that, okay? Because they had no stake, no skin in that game. They were on the outside. They don't know what you all went through together, what you all connected with. No, they don't know any of that. You got to get with somebody who will say, hey, cry as long as you want. Here's my shoulder. Here are some tissues. And who would listen to you when you start saying, I'm going to kill him. Or I'm going to hurt him. They'll say to you, no, babe, uh-uh. No, you're not. You're just hurting right now. You can talk it out all you want, but you're not going to do what you're saying. That's a bad choice that you're making. No, you don't want to do that. And when you start having those thoughts of revenge and those thoughts of hurting somebody, you know, no, that person who you hold yourself accountable to and talking to you helps you to let that thing go and gives you that sounding board, if you will, to take those words, to take that anger and allow you to vent. It's important that you do that. But you do not get a yes person in your corner. That yes person, that person who's going to agree with you, is going to hurt you more than they're going to help. You need somebody to tell you, no, you're not going to do that. No, it's okay. Cry if you must, but we're not going to get revenge. No, you're going to snap out of this and you're going to be better from this, because what didn't kill you will make you stronger if you allow it to. Okay? So now, when it comes to your soul in that particular part, what most people forget about, and here comes the spirituality of this, is that we don't understand that sex is not a natural thing. It is a supernatural thing. And so when we have sex, it is in the spiritual realm, and soulish things get connected in there. Your soul get connected to their soul. Even after they're gone, that soul is still connected. And you have to really, 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 really seek forgiveness from God, the very first thing, and then you have to break those soul ties. And for the sake of time, if you go back to listen to some of my other broadcasts, you'll hear all about breaking soul ties and all of that kind of stuff. But you got to get your soul restored. If you don't get your soul restored, all of those ties is like an umbilical cord, as a mother is to a baby. The mother feeds into that baby, whatever's in the mother. Well, if you keep those soul ties connected, those demonic forces, those lesbian spirits, those homosexual spirits, those spirit of fornication and idolatry and whatever they had continues to flow to you. And you find yourself wondering, what is wrong with my mind? I'm about to lose my mind. What's going on in this relationship? So there's a lot of things that go along with that. And that's why it was so, so important in the Bible and the way God laid it out and orchestrated it. All right. So, again, I see more people coming on. They're coming on a little late. So I'm sorry about that. But if you guys would like to chime in and ask a question at any time, press 1 on your telephone keypad to acknowledge to me that you'd like to say something. We'll bring you on real quick. And then once you're finished, press 1 again, and it'll take you off. But please feel free to chime in at any given time. It's really up to you. You don't have to. You can just listen in. But one of the questions that I did put out on the table was this. Have you ever been in a bad breakup or had a toxic relationship and you guys broke up, but you find it difficult, some difficulties getting over that person or that relationship, or sometimes even into your new relationship. Now you find yourself thinking back on that person or on those things, or it has really scarred you or messed you up because you really can't move on. Because you, some of the expectations that you see, some of the same things you saw in that previous relationship, some of those things you want to think about. Okay. All right. Number 6, you got to let go of the attachments or connections. Like I said, we're getting into the meat with number 5. Now we're getting even deeper into the meat, to a big old piece of steak in number 6. You got to let go of the attachments and connections. It's important that you do that. And if you don't do that, let me tell you what I mean by that. Ladies, y'all like somebody to buy you a ring, right? Let's say a dude bought you a ring, and a lot of times, guys, ladies will buy you a ring with no intentions of marrying you, just to set you up. And then there are some who will buy you a ring because they love you. However, their love is not completely to you. They'll find themselves cheating with somebody else. You call them and y'all break up. And now they want their $2,000 ring back. And you said, I ain't giving you nothing back. If I were you, I'd give that crap back. I don't care how much it costs. Give that back. You don't want to have that connection with him or with her, for that matter. Give it back. Oh, just because you sell it and you're not hurting him, that's revenge. It's done. The money's already spent. No big deal. Let it go. Give it back. If he gave you something and every day you look at it, oh, he gave me this so-and-so thing, and every time you look at it, you think of him or you think of her. I remember we used to go to McDonald's every – oh, well, maybe not McDonald's, but we we used to go to Chinese every Thursday. Now you're in your new relationship and you ordering Chinese on Thursday. What is wrong with you? Feel stuck and you need to be broken free from that. No, you don't want any reminder that reminds you of that old relationship. It's important that you do that. It's important that you do that, okay? All right. We're winding down and drawing to a close. I got a couple more to share here, but I'm not sure we're going to make it. But I'm going to give you this last one for tonight, and that is, if you really, really want the healing that you need for a broken heart, from a broken relationship, you need to get support. You got to get a group of people behind you that will support you, not cripple you and not be that yes person. You got to get some real, true support. And let me ask this question, or it's a rhetorical question, but I mean, now that I am a certified life coach, as you can see, time's winding down, I ask myself, how in the world did I make it through life at the place I am now without a coach? And only thing I can think of is I had a great support staff. I had people and God orchestrated some things for me that really got me to this place. Now I truly understand having somebody in your corner. The Bible is so true where it says there's wisdom in the counsel of many. It is so awesome to have somebody in your corner supporting you and helping you to get past some things and helping keep you focused and help show you where you are and how you can change some things and be better for where you were. Guys, I'm telling you, I love this. And there's so much more I need to share with you. We're going to pick up right here next week and continue sharing with, I think, maybe about 4 more things that will help you get healed from that broken relationship. Okay, again, we got about 30 seconds. Any questions or any concerns, anything you want to share before we get off? While we're thinking about it, I just want to remind you, please, please, please go to my Facebook and like my new page. Make sure that you check out my website. Make sure that you tweet. Make sure that you check out my tweets. And if you need to contact me, you can contact me from my Facebook, email, or anything like that at all. All right, guys, thank you so very much, and I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the